The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. It's a mistake to think of evolution as producing selfish animals concerned only with their own survival. Altruism abounds in cases where a helping hand will encourage the survival of genetic material similar to one's own. Baby chicks practice this kin selection by making a special chirp when feeding. This call announces the food found to nearby chicks who are close relations and so share many of the chicks' genes. The key to natural selection isn't survival of the fittest animal, it's survival of the fittest genes, and so brotherly behavior that favors close relations will thrive. Altruism can evolve, therefore, not because it increases the survival and reproduction of the individual who expresses the trait of altruism, since this individual has decreased reproduction, but because it is reproduced by kin of that individual who have but do not express the genes for altruism. And like other traits, altruism evolves if it's passed from generation to generation more than the alternative genes for non-altruism. All of this is big theoretical biology and still a very hot topic of debate among scientists.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.